The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Still need to go see it, man.
It's good. I know. I gotta go see it again. Anyway, good morning. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, you buddy.
Morning.
About out of time, thank God. And that's good news for everybody. Before we get to what we learned on the show, it is time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today, if you will. This is an interesting one and something that is from days gone by. The first phone book was published in New Haven, Connecticut in 1878.
The first phone book.
Yep. Only had 50 numbers, and that was for all 50 people who had phones at the time.
45 of them were Smiths. Dude, I swear the Smith section in the phone book was pretty much the phone book.
If you had a buddy whose last name was Smith or Johnson and you couldn't remember their address or anything, dude, you were calling numbers left and right.
You know how many numbers you would call and be like, no, this is not the right Smith. Finally, you get like a grandpa or something, be like, yeah, that's actually my grandson. Yeah,
you got to call this number. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, thank you. All right, I'll call him right now. Do you have a phone book in your house at all, Hunter, anymore?
I don't think so, no.
The only thing I have used a phone book for as of late was I use it for filleting fish. I just open it up, fillet some
nice
fish.
For things like that.
That's
you
it.
Know what it's good for? Starting fires. That's what it's good for.
You know what it's good for? Beating someone with. That's it. That is it. It's one of those things, and back in the day, they served a purpose. But if they're still, I think they still print, like, a lot of phone books. Wait, how many phone books?
Well, here's the thing. Does anybody have house numbers anymore? I mean, my mom does, but she's, like, the only one. I'm not sure of any house numbers anymore.
It's not a thing.
It can't be a thing anymore, dude.
Phone books still exist in the U.S., but they are not sold or distributed for free anymore. But I still see them. You'll still see
it's
yellow
probably
pages.
Just like it's like mostly yellow pages now. Yeah.
But even then, though, I want to meet the person who is still using the yellow pages to find what they need when we have the internet. There is no need for a phone book. None. Unless you don't have the internet, which then you got your own set of problems, a bigger set of problems.
You got more problems than just not having a phone book.
I don't trust that internet thing. I want to be able to flip through some pages and find it on there. And honestly, I'm just going to say it. If you're a business still advertising in a phone book, I don't know if I want to use you. It's like, come on now, man. It's 2022. What are you doing, man?
Oh, nobody's seeing that ad too much. Come on. It's like the Sunday paper. People still look at that, but that is condensed. That's smaller. It's not
even the same. Well, no, a lot of them now are just doing like a weekend edition. They don't even just do the Sunday paper.
Right.
It just seems old time.
Times have changed.
Let's save the trees, folks. All right. We don't need phone books anymore.
That one cop did use them to fill potholes, though.
So that's true.
They do still serve
that's
a purpose.
Right. Because they were just laying there on the side of the road, like, hey, this will work for a phone book. Where are you going with that phone book? Going to fill a pothole. Don't worry about it. Anyway. Well, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for today. I'm going to beat you with a phone book, Hunter. Doesn't show bruises as well, all right?
Bring it, buddy boy.
Knocked you out.
Got to find one first.
That's true. You just wait right there. When I find one, you're dead. All right. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
Do you like listening?